Hello everyone, namaste. This is an audio clip about the energetic introduction to heart-oriented ascension. As many of you know, I believe the Earth is in the process of making a very, very significant shift or transformation from the energies of the mental paradigm, the third dimension, to what I call the heart paradigm, which is the fifth and higher dimensions. And to me, a lot of this shift is about what I call heart-oriented ascension. I really think that, you know, love is the most important thing there is. You know, spiritual growth, healing, all this stuff is really about the energy of love and alignment with your highest level aspect of your monad. And I think that there's a lot of dysfunctionality on the planet. And it's really important now for people to give up ways that we give away our, most of us live very inauthentically. We give away our power to other people. We give away our power to husbands and wives, to doctors and priests, to TV and movie stars. I mean, you know, it's so funny to me in the New Age. You often hear people criticizing people giving away their power to churches and religions, and then they give away their power to psychics and spiritual teachers. Very interesting, but. The path of heart-oriented ascension is connecting with the energies of your heart and living from your heart with passion and living authentically. And I've done a lot of work in this area. And like in 2008, like Earth, I felt for the first time, had fully transitioned into the heart paradigm. I've been doing it gradually over the last 2 years. But I felt like in 2008, we actually arrived at a place where the planet was sort of anchored firmly in the heart paradigm. And I think this created a lot of change and challenges for humanity because, you know, once Earth was in the heart paradigm, then humanity pretty much has to adjust to their heart paradigm if they want to stay on the planet. So it accelerated a lot of stuff in people, and it's very interesting to me that the world sort of came apart in the latter part of 2008 with the stock market crisis. And there's still a lot of financial chaos, a lot of fear energy on the planet, and I think a lot of it is the fact that Earth is now in the heart paradigm and humanity now can't sit on the fence, they can't be asleep, they have to get with the picture and begin to move into that space where they live authentically with passion from their heart. And my book, The Energetic Introduction to Heart-Oriented Ascension, it has a lot of master healing images for hundreds and hundreds of sessions and initiations I downloaded. In March and April of 2008, I downloaded about 300 activations, initiation sessions, a whole bunch of stuff. And I was very ungrounded and very spacey during that time. But it was very, very powerful work. And I couldn't really do this book, I realized, until I'd spent a year sort of like over a year like integrating it myself. And, you know, it took a lot of growth for me to be able to do this book. This is the most powerful book, healing image book I've created so far. And I'm very excited because as each of you buy and read and connect with the energies of heart-oriented ascension, you'll begin to upgrade your energies to align more with the heart paradigm. And you truly will be anchoring the energies of heart-oriented ascension around the planet. When you order this book, I also give you access on the web to 5 of my Living in the Golden Age series of videos. It's about 50 Living in the Golden Age sessions. And the reason I do that is I needed to integrate Living in the Golden Age before I could bring in and integrate within myself the energies of heart-oriented ascension. So I include that in this book. Like I said, it's a very, very powerful book. My best friend, who has looked at all of them, he could only go through about 10 of these images at a time because there's so much energies and frequencies and codes embedded in it. So, very powerful piece of work. And I really want to thank each of you who feel drawn to order and purchase this because the planet needs to begin anchoring the energies of heart-oriented ascension. It makes it easier for the planet to ascend when humanity is anchored in it. And as you begin to embody the energies of heart-oriented ascension, as you begin to live more authentically, as you begin to align with the highest level aspect of your monad, the soul of your soul, then you become an energetic template or model for all of humanity. So everyone you encounter will begin resonating with these frequencies, and it'll help to clear some of the fear energy, help to clear some of the resistance to change that's going on around the planet, and I thank you very much for your world service. Namaste, and I look forward to connecting with you again on the Inner Planes.